Hey, and welcome to another edition of Stories with a Pulse. I'm your host, Jeremy Rodrigo, and Stories with a Pulse is brought to you by Waterbury Health. Today, I am delighted that joining me is Mary Beth Ola. She is the coordinator of the Access Rehab Center right here at 134 Grandview Avenue, which is right on the hospital campus. And she specifically oversees the Women's Health Center, the Pelvic Health Center, and Lymphedema Center. So welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
Mary Beth, you are a physical therapist, correct?
Yes.
So tell me what does a physical therapist do in general? And then we'll talk about specifically what you do.
So we help keep people functional in their everyday lives, helping them take care of themselves, walk, help them sleep, help them avoid pain, and just help them generally function to the best of their abilities.
So what type of person requires the treatment from a physical therapist or the services of a physical therapist? Just what types of patients that you might see in everyday life that would need to come here?
Pretty much everything from soup to nuts.
Yeah.
We see patients who were in a car accident and maybe have some pain related to the car accident. Somebody who's had a total joint replacement or other orthopedic issue, people who have sprained or strained something, and we see a lot of neurologic issues.
Like people who have had a stroke, maybe?
People who have dizziness. We can treat some forms of dizziness. There's a lot of different things. We do a lot of cancer rehabilitation. We also treat lymphedema. Physical therapists, luckily, can do things, the full gamut of things.
Right.
So we're lucky enough to be able to do that.
And we see you're part of the Access Rehab Centers, which is part of Waterbury Health, and there are a dozen or so of your offices around the greater Waterbury area.
Yes.
And, you know, some of your physical therapists specialize in different areas, correct?
Yes.
So you specialize in what?
So I specialize in cancer rehab and lymphedema treatment.
What does that mean for a cancer rehabilitation person?
So cancer rehab, a lot of the treatments that cancer patients undergo can sometimes create difficulties, pain, weakness, just basic deconditioning, some scar issues, some radiation issues. So we treat a lot of the things that treating cancer can cause.
Some of the undesirable effects of the cancer treatment, right?
Yes.
And we've taken care of the cancer or the cancer is being treated. Now we go into getting them back to
surviving
and being and thriving, right?
In their
lives.
Yes.
So a cancer patient comes to you, mm-hmm. gets referred to you from their oncologist or from their primary care physician or whoever, and then you take it from there. So tell me about a typical patient that you might see and how you kind of get them through the process.
Well, because breast cancer is so prevalent, we do see a lot of breast cancer patients. So a lot of them have had surgery. A lot of them have had chemotherapy. A lot of them have had radiation. So they can come to us with altered sensation, difficulty using their shoulder, orthopedic problems with the shoulder, swelling of the breast, swelling of the arm, swelling of the trunk or armpit, some of the post-radiation tightness that they feel, and sometimes weakness of that whole part of their body. So we can help kind of hone down what the real issues are and help them get back to living their best life.
So you get them into the door, mm-hmm. you bring them in, and I know from hearing people who have been treated here that every patient here is treated like wonderfully. That's the reputation that you have. Like you bring them in, you let them know that they're in a safe place and that you're here to help them.
Yeah.
And so people who might be scared, they come in, I feel like I'm going to be in a lot of pain or they're going to make me do things that I can't do and they're going to push me. How do you kind of bring people through that? Because oftentimes I'm guessing people are coming in at a kind of a vulnerable state in mm-hmm. their lives. How do you kind of reassure them that you're going to get them through this process?
So we do spend extra time with our patients, with our breast cancer and other cancer patients. We devote a whole hour to the evaluation and we get to know them and what their issues are and what their normal function was before. Mm-hmm. And we can really, it's really through communication, talking to the patient, I do often let them know if they're very nervous that I'm a cancer survivor of 14 years, a breast cancer survivor of 14 years.
So you have a lived experience here.
Yes. So a lot of times they're like, wow, look at what she's able to do. And, right. and that can really be reassuring in a time where they don't really know what's going to happen next. I also encourage them to ask a lot of questions about their treatments or their cancers or what they're expecting going forward and how we're going to tailor our treatment as they're going through their different cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. So we really work with them individually.
Yeah, so every patient is an individual, right? There's no cookie cutter.
No.
Everybody gets taken in at a different level, at a different pace. Mm-hmm. Do you assign different therapists based on the person's kind of personality or the person's, you know, certain therapists that do a certain type of thing really well? I mean, how do you kind of decide who gets treated by who? Or is it just...
Well, so in this clinic, we only have two therapists, so we share a lot of patients back and forth.
Okay.
So there's not, we don't need to choose a lot. They usually see one or two of us. Mm-hmm. Depending on what the issue is.
How many patients do you see a day in this particular clinic?
It varies, but a full day's worth.
A full day.
A good 10 to 15 patients, depending on the day.
Wow. And so you say you take care of pelvic health and also lymphedema. So what is lymphedema?
So lymphedema is abnormal swelling that is persistent and chronic.
And how does somebody know if they've got lymphedema? You don't obviously diagnose that. The person comes to you with that diagnosis.
Hopefully, yes.
Right.
Hopefully they've already been diagnosed.
But you might discover it too, right?
If you're taking sometimes, it. Yes. Yeah. Sometimes we discover it and then we send them back to some doctors for some diagnosis.
And how do you take care of a person with lymphedema? So the doctor's already established that they have it and
yes.
they need physical therapy. What do you do for that person? If you can explain that for our listeners.
Yes. So there are a lot of different things. Ultimately, because it is a chronic condition that never goes away, but can be managed, a lot of it is one, education. The other thing is we determine how is this person going to be able to manage this? Is it going to be with compression garments? Is it going to be with a pneumatic device, like a compression pump type thing. Mm-hmm. What are the different strategies that we can use to control the lymphedema? Do they need an active acute phase of treatment where we compression bandage them 5 days a week and they stay bandaged mm-hmm. in a cast-like configuration that they have to wear 24/7 for several weeks in a row? In order to try to reverse some of the edema and try to get them into an appropriate compression garment long run, and so that they can actually help control their lymphedema on their own. So we're really trying to get them to independent management.
That's excellent. And so we talked also about pelvic health, and this is something that I didn't realize you guys did here. I know
that.
So how do you help someone who has a pelvic health issues, or mm-hmm. I'm going to, well, tell me what pelvic health is, because I really don't know.
Okay. So pelvic health, we treat both men and women here mm-hmm. for pelvic floor dysfunction. And the pelvic floor, the muscles in the pelvic area. And those muscles and the organs coordinate with one another. So people who have pelvic health issues often have incontinence, urinary incontinence, fecal incontinence, sometimes pelvic pain.
Because the muscles that control that aren't strong, or they're not functioning the way they're supposed to.
Correct. They're not functioning the way they're supposed to. So sometimes they're not strong. Sometimes people don't know when to turn them on and when to turn them off. So some retraining can be helpful. And sometimes there are other issues that are contributing to their pain. But ultimately, when they're coming to us, they're trying to improve their function, whether it be a toileting type issue, whether it be sexual function, or whether it be walking in pain and things like that. So those are the kinds of things we address.
That's really interesting because it's not something that I hear a lot about.
People don't talk about
it. Right, 'cause they don't want to talk about it, but it definitely has a quality of life component, right?
Big time, yeah.
Huge, you know, if you can't control your bowel and you can't control your bladder, you have sexual dysfunction, that could be a real quality of life issue. And it is something that you can help with.
Yeah.
Like it can be treated.
It can be treated, yes.
Wow. That is really, so aside from all the things that we just talked about in terms of, so tell me about what got you into physical therapy. Like, why did you become, we know what you do now, so why did you become a physical therapist?
So initially I became a physical therapist because I always wanted to be a doctor. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want the responsibility of being a doctor, and I did not want to go through the grueling training of being a doctor. I didn't really know about physical therapy up until probably my senior year of high school or my junior year of high school. I've always been an athlete, and I had friends who were seeing physical therapists, and I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it just was just something that totally fit with combining athleticism with medicine.
That's perfect. So if someone wants to be a physical therapist, someone is considering this as a career, one, how do you do it? And two, obviously you find it rewarding because you're doing this and you've been doing it for a number of years.
Yes.
So if someone is a young adult or even an older adult who wants to change career paths, how do you become a physical therapist? What does that take? What kind of training do you get? How rigorous?
Yeah. So the education right now is a doctorate degree. Which can be fairly expensive, mm-hmm. Time consuming, and it is a very competitive field. It is hard to get into a physical therapy program. But you would need an undergraduate degree, right, and then need to apply into grad school for physical therapy.
This is a lot of knowledge. Physical therapists aren't just people that grab you and like move your arm around and try to straight. Like you have to understand a lot of physiology. You have to understand a lot about the human body. I mean, this is no joke, right?
Yeah, it's no joke because we have to know a lot about medicine and a lot about how diabetes might affect somebody or that there's. That's what I like about it so much. There's always something to learn. It doesn't get boring.
And how many physical therapists do you have working here at Access?
That is a very good question.
You don't know. A lot. Several. But
we could always use more.
But you have physical therapists. You also have people who assist the physical therapists too, correct?
So we have physical therapists. We have occupational therapists. We have speech therapists. We have physical therapist assistants and occupational therapy assistants.
So tell me about a patient who, or you can, you know, mold these all together if you want. Mm-hmm. Patients, the typical patient that comes in, tell me about a patient who you saw and came in one condition and left in another condition, and their quality of life has, you know, I know that you have several, right?
Yes.
But tell me about how this, I guess the human component of this, like they come in a certain way and they leave a certain way, and why that makes you feel good.
I think just helping people take, so I see this often with treating lymphedema. A lymphedema patient can be pretty complicated medically. Mm-hmm. And I see this all the time with lymphedema where they come in and they feel like their swelling is controlling their lives and they've stopped doing things and they don't go shopping because they'll swell up. And they've really, really altered their lives. It's extremely rewarding to turn the table and teach the patient through a lot of education and a lot of practice and a lot of treatment, how they can take control of their swelling. And they can dictate, you know, what they can do and what they can't do. And they're not really a victim to it. And I think for me, the lymphedema therapy, that's what makes it so rewarding to me, is taking a patient and making them or helping them be more in control of the symptoms.
Right. So they come in and they think that lymphedema is controlling their lives, and then they learn to control the lymphedema.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
That is awesome.
And when other doctors or healthcare providers can't really help them, they're like, well, you know, we don't know what to do for lymphedema. Go see a lymphedema therapist. A lot of times the doctors don't even know what we do. So it's it's very rewarding to be able to offer this service to somebody who wouldn't necessarily get this service.
Right. So they've gone with their physician. They've mm-hmm. they've exhausted all of that, right? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. and now the physician or somebody refers them to physical therapy, and they're like, "Wow, I didn't even know you did this."
Right.
And not only that, what the doctors couldn't help me with because mm-hmm. they've exhausted their level,
right,
of treatment. You've come in and you've changed my life, or mm-hmm. or saved my life in many regards, right?
Yeah.
That is awesome. This is what happens every day here at Access Rehab Centers, and there are a dozen of them around the area. I'm with Mary Beth Ola, and she is the manager of the Women's Health, Pelvic Health, Health and Lymphedema Center at 134 Grandview Avenue in Waterbury, just one of many Access Rehab Centers, part of the Waterbury Health System. Mary Beth, I can't thank you enough for sharing with us, especially your own lived experience and how you triumphed really through it, and you're mm-hmm. helping others, you're paying it forward. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Until next time, this was Stories with a Pulse. I'm Jeremy Rodrigo. Take care.